RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Oh, why am I thinking of a dancing rodent right now? And that
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Abe Gordon in for Andy Bunker. Randy McMichael running the show here today. And we go out to the wait4.com hotline and welcome in Ben Helmrath, the Atlanta Drive team coordinator. Just like that, the victory, the championship season,
victory!
In the rear view mirror. It's in the rear view mirror. What do they say? We're not defending anything. We're running whatever they say now.
Because the thing about it is, we understand that golfer and golf is different. So I'm a curious, Ben, is it one of those things where we are defending this championship right now?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could definitely say that. It's being the inaugural, I think all the targets on our back. So, yeah, I would say defending is a good term.
And to be fair, I don't think the target was on the back entering the tournament last year, and certainly it is now. And yesterday was honestly one of the most exciting the TGL matches I had watched. I was in the airport, Ben. I was watching it on my phone, and I'm sitting there watching the final hole, and here comes Billy Horschel, who knocked down two huge, massive putts against New York in the finals last season, and I'm sitting there saying, well, is he going to do this one more time? 54 feet, I think it was, and step right up and ends the match 6-4 because the hammer had been thrown to start the hole. That was a really fun performance and nice for Atlanta to get off on the winning foot, especially when you consider a couple of the team regulars were out due to injury.
Yeah, no, it was, I mean, first off, Billy is clutch is an understatement. He's built for the pressure moments. He's built for those just key situations. And yeah, I can't imagine that was more than 2% chance of going in, but with Billy, you basically 10x any of those odds. And he stood over, and it was funny. I'm standing there next to the team coordinator from New York, and he just looked at me and goes, why do I feel like this is going in? They just everybody just feels it when Billy stands over. And he almost did it a couple of holes earlier when he almost made a, whatever it was, 40-foot, 37-foot putt. So Billy's built different. But, yeah, as you called out, I mean, we were going into it. We had some question marks. We had new players, people that hadn't played in the spotlight yet on TGL, and we didn't know what was going to happen, but the guys just grind as they always do, and we stuck to our game plan and made it happen.
Ben, I got, my last one for me is, because this is the second year, we talked to you last year during the inaugural season. Are there any different expectations for you and this team and maybe the league-wide as far as you come into the second year, knowing that, you know, didn't know what to expect after the first year?
I think more than anything, it's just the guys are more comfortable with the way it's played versus, you know, traditional Thursday through Sunday golf. It's faster. It's the team aspect. It's like when you're around the green, it's obviously not real grass. So it rolls just a little bit differently and you chip just a little bit differently. So there were some of those, I would call, for lack of a better word, hiccups that we experienced a little bit early in the season of year one, that these guys are a lot more comfortable in here. And I think you saw that in the fact that this match came down to the last putt, quite literally. So, all in all, I think all the guys are super excited. Everybody got a little bit more competitive, it felt like, in the offseason for it, and this should be a great season.
We are joined by Ben Helmrath, team coordinator for the Atlanta Drive, got their season off with a victory over the New York Golf Club. It was a rematch of last year's championship series, and I was watching it, and Arthur Blank is in the building. He's watching Billy Horschel's putt drop. He stands up, raises his arm in victory and all that stuff. What does it mean to see the continued support of Mr. Blank, not just financially from that perspective, but physically being there, especially knowing he's probably coming back here to Atlanta. Monday Night Football, there's a big game. I'm sure he'll be in the building tonight, but taking his time and making sure he was there for the guys yesterday.
Honestly, guys, it means the world. You've got arguably the biggest legend in Atlanta, especially right. In Atlanta sports right now. And for him to take the time to be down there to support the team, you know, we saw Justin and Pat came and Lucas came to support the team as well. And to spend time with them and he's great in the match. He likes to ask questions. He wants to understand what's going on. He pushes us because ultimately we all want to win for him. We want to bring a second championship back. So to get to turn around and see him there is still one of those, like, you just get chills. It's a pinch me opportunity to have Mr. Blank sit right there in the front row and be a part of the whole experience.
And then final question here, Ben, you mentioned Justin, Pat, and Lucas. They were all out injured yesterday, core members of the Atlanta Drive last season. You call up Chris and Corey, who are making their TGL debuts, but I have two questions, kind of, and one of them is just, what is your role in getting them prepared for the event, for a competitive match? And then secondly, a situation I'm hopeful you don't have to deal with again, but I was told that Chris broke his driver in warmups, and so what is your role in replacing it? Does he just already have one? How does that work?
Yeah, so I guess to start with your first question, so We were going back and forth with Chris and Corey when all of this kind of happened for a couple of days and kind of getting them prepped on the holes, sent them all the holes that they're going to be playing and a little bit of just mapping out how we're going to approach it. And then we had a chance to get in there Saturday night with Corey. Chris had some delays with all the northeast winter storm that was going on. And then we went in again Sunday morning for about 2 hours and did further practice with Chris and Corey. So, you know, they felt as warmed up as they could be, right? It is a little bit different, but I do feel like they put in a good amount of prep and a good amount of practice to understand the nuances of TGL. And then, yeah, on Chris's driver, it was one of those where, you know, when you see somebody like Chris get to join the team and somebody like my role, it catches you off from a strategy perspective because now you have swing speed and ball speed that's top five on tour. And so to have him lose his driver, it kind of changed all of our thinking, but it just so epitomizes the fact that he is so strong and has so much power. We were out there practicing, and then maybe 10 minutes before the match, we were back there getting ready to get introduced, and he went to just swing one or two more to stay loose because he had to hit driver on the first hole and just looks down and noticed that his head was cracked. And Corey at least plays a similar driver from the same manufacturer, had an extra one in his trunk. Chris was like, I guess I need it because I have to hit driver on some of these holes. And he went out on that one hole and sprayed it a bit that we didn't like into that bunker, and he didn't feel as confident with it. So we had to change, adjust strategy mid-match for sure. But, he hits the ball a mile, and it shows in the fact that he cracked his driver during warm-ups.
Well, it was a final hole victory nonetheless for the Atlanta Drive. They start the season off with a victory 6-4 over New York Golf Club. Next match is going to be Tuesday, January 6th. Ben, appreciate your time. Look forward to catching up with you throughout the season.
Appreciate you, Ben.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Take care, bro.
All right. Atlanta Drive back in action. I really did enjoy it because I didn't have to watch the NFL game that was on. We were in the Delta Club in PBI.
Ooh, he's a Delta Club.
My mom had a guest pass. It's not like I'm getting in.
I'm a Delta Club.
My mom has a pass. What do you want from me?
Hey, man, Miss Mama Judge, she's amazing. You know, you
trying to tell me she left you outside?
I mean, that's what I was going to say. Like, she's going in like, my son can't come in here.
You know who does leave me outside and goes into the Delta Club?
Your sister.
My dad. He comes strolling back. He comes strolling back 5 minutes before we board with a tin of oatmeal. He's like, hey, I had a great breakfast in there today. I was like, I appreciate you using that guest pass or something. He just slides right up there. That's all right though. I really did enjoy watching the TGL. I don't know. There's something about it that has caught me. There you go. We'll keep you abreast of what's going on with the Atlanta Drive over the course of the season. But now it's time for our main man, Bo Johnson, to jump in. It's the back page. Hello, Bo.
Howdy, Abe. I hope Christmas was great and the cruising was special. And maybe you should have gone out for that steak dinner like I suggested after that first night. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You grab you a little, what do they call the single females on cruises? Grab you one of those. Go get you a steak dinner. You probably don't leave the casino upside down at the end of your trip.
You know what, Bo, and me being a married man, and I couldn't imagine in today's age with all the technology that you have to women that you don't got no cruise, babe. Like, how many times were you outside on a cruise with just shorts on?
A number?
No shirt, though.
Oh, no, I had my shirt on.
Yeah. Like,
any time while you're just floating out there in Caribbean, you didn't want to just, like, you know.
You want to just, like, rip it off and show the ladies?
Rainy, Bo.
No excuses, Abe. No, you can't sit here and do that.
I didn't get physically into the ocean once.
Dude, I'm just telling you, I seen the dudes win the belly flop contest on cruises and have young ladies all over
them. They get all the women.
All the women. You didn't tell me you couldn't.
Then you try to tell us that you do these activities too, which is fine. Activities on cruises, but there's females there too.
I don't. Sometimes. Y'all got me on the activity thing. That's Donovan. I'm like,
on the ship. You know, I'll do trivia on the ship.
I do a lot of trivia.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't go. Only time I'm indoors on the cruises is to eat or win a cabin, or Donna makes me go do something. Other than that, nah. No, I'm out.
You don't play Win a Cruise Bingo?
Yeah, unless she makes me come down there. No.
So, real quick, do either of y'all know what Roback is?
Who?
Roback?
Woback?
Roback. Roback.
Roback?
See, I didn't know either. Apparently, it's a clothing company, and it really doesn't matter what kind of clothes you sell or what colors or whatever they are. You just got to have the right spokesperson.
Scooby dooby doo!
Get that dog in me, you see? What's up, y'all? It's Jameis Winston, and we are doing quick ones with Roback.
What's your nickname?
J-Boo.
What's your throwing arm's nickname?
Cannon.
How far can you throw?
80 yards.
If greatness had a flavor, what would it taste like?
Jameis Winston.
Who's your idol?
Muhammad Ali.
Who's your goat?
Jesus.
Favorite animal?
Tiger.
Favorite crab?
Alaskan king crab.
Best crab seasoning?
Old Bay seasoning.
Favorite play call?
Gun triple right, 73 Houston, X post.
Shotgun or under center?
Under center.
What's heavier, a pound of feathers or a pound of greatness?
They're both a pound.
Go-to pregame song?
Mind of a Maniac by Lil Boosie.
Best postgame celly?
Point to the Lord.
Favorite celly dance?
Point to the Lord.
How would you describe your dance moves?
Point to the Lord.
How many W's can you eat?
How many do you want me to eat?
Go-to baseball pitch?
Two-seam fastball in the hands.
What actor would play Jameis Winston in a movie?
Will Smith.
You're starting a flag football team of all-time greats. Who's your first pick?
Randy Moss.
You have a roommate with a zoo animal. Which one?
Michael B. Jordan with a Komodo dragon.
Aliens arrived on Earth. You're the first person they see. What are you telling them?
Y'all can come to my house.
Oh, my God.
Thank Jameis, man.
I love
you. I'll go buy me some Robacks. Just listen to Jameis.
I tell you this. First time I ever saw a Komodo dragon, I remember it was Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. I think it was at Starcade or something. I was a little kid, and Mama would take us to that mom and pop video store, and you would get the VHS. And I think he fought, God, I think was that?
And they wouldn't come out until like 6 months after the pay-per-view happened?
Yeah. I saw that with Komodo dragon. It was crazy, Bo, because I was telling everybody, I watched the on Prime Video, they got the 50 years of the Bucks, and they had the eating a W, what happened. And the funniest thing is, like, Levante David and other Buccaneers, like, we didn't know what the hell this dude was talking about.
You can find the still of that huddle right there, Deshaun Jackson's face.
Yes.
Deshaun Jackson's looking at James freaking
it run. Was the crazy thing ever, but all the players, like Levante, all of them are like, and then he came out, I think he said the offense.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Was like we were coming out of the tunnel. Nobody wanted to shake James' hand because he was licking on his damn fingers. They need James here. Bridge quarterback James Winston.
There's no other real choice, right?
What does he do after he plays? Like,
oh man!
In terms of media,
whatever he wants, probably.
Well, but in terms of media,
I can. You know what? I don't want to ever pigeonhole anybody into like, oh, you got to do this, that. But Jameis is going to have a media career somewhere, man. He's going to be like,
is it real analysis or is it like grunt?
I don't think it's going to be football though.
Ooh, okay.
Like, I could see him going like Michael Strahan like that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, like, as an in-studio analyst? Or just go and do, like, Good Day America or something?
Yeah, something like that. Something like that.
Yeah, he could definitely do that.
He can take, like, Seacrest and Nick Cannon's 38 hosting roles. Because I'd be up for Jameis Winston, the game show host. So, there you go.
He'll host the XP's the first.
Did you see him host the Price is Right?
Maybe not that sort of game.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I think I could probably see that, too.
All right. Have you ever watched... I guess recently, before Price is Right, Wayne Brady hosted Let's Make a Deal.
And it was awful.
Right. But if it were Jameis, wouldn't be awful.
Yeah.
Probably still be pretty awful.
Yeah.
All right. We'll come back on the Midday
feud?
Show. Get you set up for Monday
Hell
Night Football.
Hell yeah. Falcons? Family Feud.
Yeah. Well, Steve Harvey's pretty good, though. But yes. Can he just be an all-time contestant? Anyways, Monday Night Football, we'll talk about it next. It's Abe Gordon, Randy McMichael on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.